all stations. The next station is Central. This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Steve Austin, broadcasting live from Central Station.
6 minutes past six. And for the listener, Raoul, who sent me a note saying, what time does the express train to Petrie leave? I can tell you that you're very late. You've got 60 seconds to get to Platform 6, Smarty Pants. Or else, if you want to come a little bit later on, 19 minutes past 6 from Platform 6. That's 12 minutes away. So, Raoul, thank you very much for your message. If you'd like to catch the express train to Petrie, you don't have much time. Just part of the service that the ABC provides to taxpayers who have the personal mobile number of me, by the looks of it. Lovely to have you along. In just a moment, the services to the Sunshine Coast. What's needed? There's been a lot promised. So where are things that? We'll explore that with Rail Back on Track's Jeff Addison in just a moment. 22 degrees in Brisbane, Bayside 21, Logan City 21, Ipswich 20, the Gold Coast 16 and the Sunshine Coast 20 degrees. More stories from commuters who use different modes of transport, buses, ferries, cycling, still to come between now and half past six, and I'll take you to the best in radio current affairs with the PM team. But the rail lobby group Back on Track wants to double the amount of people that use Queensland Rail trains, and Queensland Rail's not sure that they can actually do it, at least as they're currently configured. They also want to see major improvement in connection between trains and buses. And I've been watching the issue of the trains to the Sunshine Coast for a number of years now, and things seem like they're inadequate. So Jeff Addison is with Rail Back on Track. Jeff, first of all, you see the City Train Network as a poor PAX performer, I think are your words. Tell me why.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve. Look, absolutely. The network doesn't run efficiently. You compare our network to Transperth, for example, and they can run double the number of services that we can. So we believe that a real shake-up is needed within transport in Queensland. We believe that that should occur with a single public transport body, call it Public Transport Queensland, and that rail and public transport should be controlled by a dedicated body and taken away from the silos of TMR and Translink.
We have why isn't Translink the body to do that? Aren't they the body? They're doing it.
They're doing it, but they're not doing it effectively. The system network, the issues that we've had with the rail over the past few years indicate that that is just not working. We have a system, for example, where delays on trains are tweeted by Queensland Rail to Translink and then Translink retweet those same tweets.
So they're double-handled?
Absolutely, yes.
Keep going.
So look, it's an inefficient way to run the transport system, and we believe a single authority is best placed to do that. One that's dedicated to public transport and not just roads. We see transport and main roads as a roads-only dedicated body and not fit for purpose for the rail network, for example.
So you've got the silo of transport and main roads, the department. You've got Queensland Rail that runs the rail network. You've got Translink, which is another silo. Do you have any others?
No, that's plenty.
So three's enough.
Three is plenty, and look what we have.
So why is Perth able to run double the amount that we can here? Because I think Perth's only about, it's only a quarter of the size of the rail network here in Brisbane. Why is Perth able to do so well and we can't?
For example, you know, they have Transperth, which is a dedicated authority dedicated to running the network, and that's why we believe it needs to happen in Queensland.
And we could improve our system just by adopting a single authority management system and cut these silos out of the loop.
Absolutely. And you also look at the number of staff involved, even in that. Queensland Rail are a very good body and they do a good job running the network. But you look at the number of personnel they have compared to the services that they provide, and it's a very poor result.
My guest is Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. Rail Back on Track is a lobby group that's really, first of all, they love rail. They want it to succeed. They want it to be better. And they're not, quiet in saying, suggesting options of how it could be better. The Sunshine Coast, there are massive developments happening up your way, Jeff Addison. I'm thinking of the Caloundra West developments, which the council, I think, initially didn't want, but the state government forced it upon them. How many people are going to be in the Caloundra West development when it's fully realised and it's expected size?
Caloundra South and...
Caloundra South, my apologies.
That's okay. 50,000 people, a are scheduled to move into there. That's a city the size of Gladstone at the foot of the Sunshine Coast. Not only that, you've got Palmview. You've got 24,000 people coming into Palmview. So you're looking around 86,000 people within the next 10 to 15 years moving onto the Sunshine Coast, and they're serviced by one single rail track to our region. I mean, it's just extraordinary that it's continued on this long. The Sunshine Coast population is around 330,000. For example, our number of rail services during the week, we have 320 weekly services. They have been cut in recent times, I might add. Of those 320, 75 are rail buses that pretend to be trains that are shown on the train timetable and that drive in and out of each station between Nambour and Caboolture. So we're left with 245 trains and 75 rail buses to service 330,000 people. Compare that to the Moreton Bay Rail Link, which opened in October 2016. They opened with 650 services per week, double what the Sunshine Coast had at that time. And Sunshine Coast services have been cut under this present government. I can tell you that in 2014, we had around 359 services per week. Today we have 320.
Okay, something's wrong. Why is that the situation? I mean, if this is not including the Caloundra South developments yet, and it's not really had an impact yet in terms of customer numbers, is it?
No, that's right. And look, it's only going to snowball. It's only going to get worse. The Bruce Highway is only going to get worse. The solution is not adding lanes constantly to the Bruce Highway. The Bruce Highway is to use an efficient rail link that can carry, you know, one train can carry up to 500 cars, take 500 cars off the road. A 1,500-metre freight train can take 100 semi-trailers off the road, Anthony Albanese told us in 2011. So the fact that the Sunshine Coast has a single-track line, it severely inhibits the ability of Queensland Rail to provide us with the services we need, and it's incumbent on the present state government to act. Now, the present state government did have a contract to build the rail duplication back in 2009. First they built from Caboolture to Beerburrum, and then there was a contract let to build from Beerburrum to Landsborough. That contract was broken in 2009, in Easter 2009, literally 24 days after the LNP won the seat of Glasshouse, where the works were occurring.
And are you suggesting that the state government did it to spite the LNP voters in that area?
I'm suggesting that they are the facts, and yes, I would see it as that personally. The government has never explained why they cut that project. The government has even never explained.
So the contract was signed, but they broke the contract.
Correct. Yes, the contract was.
So they had to pay compensation, I assume.
The contract was with the Trackstar Alliance. It was around $300 million back then. Shortly after that period, the Trackstar Alliance received $1.1 billion in extra projects.
I'd like to pursue that. We'll do that another time. So, where is the double line or the duplication at today, up to the Sunshine Coast?
Today, the duplicated line ends at Beerburrum. The state government have offered $160.8 million, which is 20% of the cost. This despite the fact that the state government were paying 100% of the cost in 2009, despite the fact that the previous LNP government, when they announced the rail duplication should they win the election for $532 million, they were going to pay 100% of the cost back then. So here we have, and for the first time in history, we've got the federal government offering to pay 50% of our rail line, $390 million towards a $780 million cost. That cost is now up to $803 million. And the state government have said it's a critical project, but they're not following through with funding. I can tell you that last financial year, the state government allocated $14.6 million to kickstart this project. They spent $3.5 million. I can tell you this year the state government had committed to pay $50 million towards this rail duplication, and we won't find out until next year how much they actually spend. Does that sound like a government that's serious about addressing a critical rail issue?
It's a 6:15. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. My guest is Jeff Addison. Jeff's a member of the rail lobby group, Rail Back on Track. They love rail. They want rail to work, but they're pointing out some problems and some deficiencies on the Sunshine Coast or the line up to the Sunshine Coast. Is there any plans or any rail line being surveyed out to this very large Caloundra South development?
No. There is a corridor.
70,000 people, and they've got a road in and a road out.
Yeah, and I think in 10 years' time, they're going to put in another connection to the Bruce Highway. So in the meantime, the Caloundra Road is going to be a debacle. They're building the Double D Diamond Interchange there. Perhaps that will help a little bit, but not in the overall flow. At this point in time, you have the Cancos Corridor. It's a corridor that's set aside for a heavy rail line to go from Beerburrum up to Maroochydore. But there is no drawings, no plans, no funding for that line at this point in time. I can tell you that the state government promised to have that rail line finished to Caloundra by 2015 and to Maroochydore by 2020. That was in May 2007 that promise was made.
Nothing more dangerous than a man with a good memory. Jeff Addison is for the Rail Lobby Group, Rail Back on Track. So, I mean, you're obviously... this is the problem. You see this is the problem with state government because the federal government's put up money or has offered money for the first time, I think you said, to duplicate the rail line. So they've never offered money before to duplicate the rail line to the Sunshine... What, to Nambour or something, I guess?
Yes, that's correct.
Or Landwehr or Nambour.
Yeah, correct. Look, well, this funding is just Beerburrum to Landwehr at this point. The LNP and Liberal government aim is for full duplication to Nambour. When Jackie Trad announced $160.8 million for the rail duplication in June 2018, she said it would be the last of the rail duplication. So the current state government have no plans to duplicate beyond Landwehr.
All right. So this is ABC Radio Brisbane. So this is a major problem. Yet I've spoken with different people on the Sunshine Coast line and they say the people on the Sunshine Coast aren't using the existing rail facilities enough anyhow. In other words, if people on the Sunshine Coast are concerned they're not getting the services, well, they should be voting with their feet and use the services they have and make it more efficient.
If only they could, Steve. With 245 trains and 75 rail buses, a rail bus takes an hour and a half to go the 54 kilometres from Nambour to Caboolture, for example. Why would you get on the rail bus? Why would you get on a train when it takes you 2 hours and you can drive there in an hour and a half?
I mean, when you do that, it gives data into the system. It puts data. They can see that there's more demand by having more people into the system.
When it takes 2 hours to get from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane, when it takes at least a half hour to catch a bus, if you do get a connecting bus from Caloundra, for example, to Landsborough, it just discourages people to want to use it. It becomes a day trip. What should be an appointment in Brisbane and back in less than half a day becomes an entire day trip. I've talked to people who have told me that. You look at services north of Nambour, it's even worse. My son had a job at Corroy. He couldn't get the train north to his job from Nambour to Corroy because the first train north out of Nambour is at 11:30 in the morning. They have two trains per day. Gympie North has two trains per day. Last Thursday, I was at the rail station and one of the Gympie North trains got cancelled. That's a 50% on-time running performance. The government and Queensland Rail don't want to release the figures separately for the Gympie Nambour to Gympie North line, and we know why, because of its instability and unreliability. Right. That just contributes towards people not wanting to use the network.
All right, now you came down here especially to speak to us on ABC Radio today. How long will it take you to get back home, do you know?
It'll be at least an hour and three quarters. Yes. I live on the line at Palmwoods.
You live on the line?
Yes.
So you're one of the lucky ones?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll speak to you again, Jeff Addison. Food for thought. Thank you so much for coming along.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. Let's go to another commuter who's here at Central Station, Diane from Kippering. What are the rail challenges for you, Diane?
Well, being from Kippering, it's obviously a long trip to start with, and we're more than grateful that we've actually got a train now,
you've got the new line, yeah.
Yeah. I think some of the planning around that line could have been a bit better. The fact that all of the trains from Kippering are all stops all the way to Northgate causes a lot of consternation at Petrie because lots of people try and swap trains there to either get a quicker train into town, or the people coming down the old Caboolture line need to get to the middle ones. So if they did like a half and half during peak time to get some of those going both ways, that would probably help a lot of people not get caught up in the crossover at Petrie because they don't line up there either.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest one for most people.
So that's scheduling of the trains.
Yes.
So that you can get off one train, you've got 60 seconds, 2 minutes to hop to the other train.
Usually less than 2 minutes. Come during peak time, they'll come in at the same time. So you'll see all these people trying to madly cross and, miss each other and try to miss the whistle and all that sort of stuff. So that can be a bit stressful.
Now, you've got a mobility issue. How does it work for you? How do you find it?
Well, it's a bit challenging for me, particularly at Kippering, because I'm not disabled enough to get a disability driver's sticker, so I can't use the new disability parking, which is great, and we're really happy that they finally listened to that, because I was part of the group that asked for it. So I still have to park down the other end and have to walk all the way to the far end of the platform to get onto the train. So that can cause a bit of hassle with timings, and if I'm walking up the ramp and they can see me coming, I'll go, please wait, but sometimes they won't and I can't run. So that causes some, not just me, but some of the elderly people as well. It's like you've got to get up that ramp to get onto the train, and they don't necessarily wait for you.
Diane, thanks so much for telling your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck on your journey home. Diane from Keeper Ring. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. It's 21 and a half.